We begin the current top of Masechtas Zevachim, Daf Mem Daled. Begin 10 lines down at the top of the Yomid, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our previous Mishnah, which described certain elements that do not have the Isser of Pigel applying to them, because they are Matirin, they're not the Mutarin. There are things that permit others or have no Matirin. And however, as we learn the halacha from Shlomim, those are the things that are, by Shlomim, the elements, the Emurim and the Basar, are things that are permitted by the Dam. Only those types of things that are permitted by other things have the halacha of pigel. As the Mishnah said, kol sheyesh lemetirin, whatever has permitters, permitting it, bein la'adam, whether it's something that's permitting it to be consumed by a person, which is the meat of the korban shlamim, bein lemizbeach, whether it's for the emurim, the sacrificial parts that are sacrificed on the mizbeach, those things, if someone has a machshava on the avoides hadam, which is by the mater, on something that is going to be permitted by the dam, whether it be on the bus or whether they murim, then chayovin lav mishim pigel, then there's going to be a liability of pigel. However, on the matter itself, that, like we said, by the dam and by the kaimis, those are things that don't get permitted by other things. They're actually permitters themselves. Then there's not going to be the halach of pigel. Now, Tarnabon learned the Braisa, explained this halach of Mishnah, which the beginning of that Braisa is in Teres Kayanim, is in the context of the halach of pigel. Now, the Braisa there says, you would think that the halach of pigel, of having a thought of having it being eaten, chutzlas manai, whether it said achila mizbeach, achilas adam, that then whoever eats from that carbon is going to get karas, would only apply to the carbon shlamim itself. Because the halacha of pigul is actually said in the context of halacha of the carbon shlamim. So the Braisa says, it says in the context of the halachas of tuma, of the prohibition of tuma in regarding to kachim, it says, v'yinazru mikachim, that they should separate the holy things from becoming desecrated by coming in contact with tuma. Now, as we'll explain shortly, we learn that Xerishava of Neiser from Tuma, because both of them have the word Chil, and we learn that Xerishava, Pigel from Neiser, where both of them have the word Avay. So ultimately, as we're going to see in the Braisa, that's how we know the Halacha of Pigel applies by all contexts. But the Braisa says initially, Oyein maybe Ela Kayetze B'Shlamim. Or maybe, however, that the Halacha of Pigel would only apply to things that are similar to the Karban Shlamim, because, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain, there is seemingly in that pasuk of the halacha of pigel by shlamim what's known as a klal, a prat, and a klal, a general statement, a specific, and a general. So we would say, just like the specific is explicit, that ma shlamim yuchadim, what's the example that the pasuk there is talking about by pigel? It's talking about a carbon shlamim that's distinct, nechalim l'shnei yomim laila echad, that it's eaten for 2 days and one night, in contrast to most karbanas. Any carbon that's eaten for 2 days and one night, then that's what the halacha of pigel would apply to. Because we know from a klal or prat to klal, ena danelke, ena prat, it has to be similar to the specific, which is a carbon that can be eaten for 2 days and one night. Continues the braisa, nechel, yom v'layla minayin. How do we know that the halacha of pigel would even apply to those karbanas that are eaten for only 1 day and one night? Tamalayma, that's what the pasuk learns out from the extra word over there, mibasar, because that's a seemingly superfluous word there in the halacha over there by the pasuk of pigel, where it says mipsar zevach hashlamim, from the meat of the carbon of the shlamim. Why do you have to say mipsar zevach? Just say min hashlamim. What's from the meat of the carbon of the shlamim? So the word mibasar is extra, and on that is what the pasuk says, v'nefesh oichelis mimena avoy netisa, and whoever eats from it is going to carry their sin, meaning the halacha of pigel. That comes to include the word extra mibasar is for those things or carbonas that are eaten for 1 day and one night. Continues the braisa, but I would only know kol shishayari nechalim, a type of a carbon that the leftovers are eaten by the person. Oila, but regarding a carbon oila, that's even more dissimilar to the carbon shlam. Shein shiyirai nechalim minayin. So okay, other carbonists that are similar to shlamim is just eaten for 1 day and one night. That we know from next word mibasa. How do you know even the oila there if the leftover meat is not even eaten? Because that's all the carbon is burnt on the mizbech minayin. How do we know that even there the halacha pigel would apply? Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches from the other extra word when it says mibasar zevach hashlam. What's the word zevach coming to teach? Even a carbon oila. Now it continues the braisa, and this is what we alluded to earlier. Minayin l'rabbis, from says the braisa, but where do we know to include in halach of pigel even ha'ifais, the bird karbanis, v'manachis, and the flower offerings? Achani merabba, until I'm going to include me, I'm going to include even with this in the context of having the halach of pigel applying. The loig shem and shel metzera, which is the certain measurement of oil that was brought together with the carbon asham that when the metzera was being purified from his tumah, that it's if the kohen had a machshava of pigel by the blood of the ashim, that the leg of the oil also will become pigel. How do I know that almost everything's going to be included, even up to the leg showing of the bitzayra, which is not even a carbon? Forget about the eifers and menachas, which are carbonas, but they're not animal offerings. That even that's going to be included in halacha pigel. Tamalema says the brayso, that's what it teaches in the pasuk elsewhere, in the context of tumah. In regards to kachim, it says in the pasuk Ashehim makdishim li. It says vayinozru, you should separate the Jewish people, their kachim, which Ashehim makdishim li, which they sanctify for me. Make sure it doesn't become tame. Now says the brayso v'asi nicer. Now we learn out a gzereshava of nicer, which is when the meat is left over its designated time. Chil chil mituma gzereshava, where both of them say the word chil from tuma, just like by tuma, every kachim. Every carbon, every element, even the leg, shem, mitzvah, everything's included in that prohibition of it becoming tamei. So to nicer, the prohibition of having it left over its designated time will also include everything. Because by nicer it says, ki es kodesh Hashem chilil, pasukim meyikur yotas. By tamei it says, fi yinazru v'lo yichalu, their meyikur chav beis. So both of them have the word chil, just like by tumah, the halacha of tumah of kachim applies to everything, the bird carbonas, flower offerings, the leg shem and shem etzera. So to the prohibition of nisu, leaving over its designated time, will also include all these elements. And then the asi pigel, and then we learn that gzeir shavah regarding this halacha that we're talking about of pigel, that oven may nisur. It says the word oven by nisur, it says the word sin, oven by pigel. Just like by nisur, it includes everything, even the leg shem and shem etzera. So to the halacha of pigel will apply even to the leg shem and shem etzera. And that has the brayso me'acher shesayv for the rabbis called davar. So if we are going to include everything in the halacha of pigel, as we find from this gezeirah shava, learning out from tuma to neiser and then all the way to pigel, that includes every item, even the leg shem and shem etzera, nothing to do with shlamim. So lama nema shlamim me'atis, and why does the pasuk have to designate for us the halacha of pigel specifically by shlamim? What are we learning from shlamim if everything is really included in the halacha of pigel? That's the brayso lemelcha to tell you. There is something we learn out from shlam. Ma shlam, just like the carbon shlam, miyuchadim is distinct, shiesh len matirin, that there are permitters, bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach, that the halacha of pigel will apply if one has a machshava regarding something that is going to be permitted either for the consumption of the mizbeach, which are the imurim, or for a person, which are the pieces of meat of the carbon shlamim. Avkol shiesh len matirin bein la'adam, bein la'mizbeach, that's qualifying also that anything else that has a permitter, that is going to be permitting the element either to be eaten by the mizbeach or by a person, then chayov nele mishim pigel, then there's going to be a liability of pigel. So therefore, an oila, for example, we're going to learn out from the imurim of the shlam. And so do the imurim of every carbon. And the meat of every carbon that's eaten, we're going to learn out from the meat of the carbon shlamim, because there's only going to be, by the meat of the carbon shlam, a matir la'adam, and you see that there's a liability. So that's what we qualify from shlamim. Yeah, it includes everything, pigel, even leg shem and shem etzera. But the halacha that we're coming to explain in our Mishnah, which this Bryce is showing, is that it has to be something that is matir la'adam or matir la'mizbeach, that we know from shlam. As the Gemara brings examples of this halacha, which is actually a quarter of the halacha of our Mishnah, for example, ha'ayla, the carbon ayla, where is the matir? When one is throwing the blood or receiving the blood by one of the primary avaydis, he's having in mind machshava that it should be outside, it should be eaten. Chutz l'zmanai, what is being matir? Dama matir is besar l'mizbeach. The blood is permitting the meat for the mizbeach, which is the all the pieces of the oila. Everything is sacrificed in the mizbeach. V'ayur l'kahanim, and the hide is permitted for the kahanim. So the dama is matir something, and it's matir l'adam u'l'mizbeach. So then there's halacha pigel. So to oila sa'if, the bird oila. Dama matir is besar l'mizbeach. The throwing of the blood, or one of the avodas of the dam, permits the meat for the mizbeach, because the meat is totally of the bird, when it's oil, is totally sacrificed in mizbeach. Again, it's being matil mizbeach. Chatas ha'ayv, the bird chatas, dama matas besar lekanim, the meat, the blood is permitting the meat for the kan to eat, it's matil adam. Parman asaram, uisir man asafim, the bulls that are, the blood is thrown inside the heichel, so it's actually the meat is burnt outside the machna, so to the he-goats that have this halacha, which is the Parman Yom Kippur and Seir Man Yom Kippur, and that of the Kain HaMashiach and the Parham Dabashal Tzibar. So, Dam and Matres and Mirum Likar, there it also has a halacha of pigel applying to it, because its blood permits the sacrificial parts to be sacrificed on the Mizbeach. That's Matl Mizbeach, and therefore the halacha of pigel will apply to it. Now, the Gemara now continues with the Braisa. So the Brisa says, however, but I'm going to exclude, like our Mishnah said, the fistful of the flour offering and vessel of and the frankincense that comes also with a mincha, where these two things are matirim, they're not mutarim, as we said, it has to be something that gets permitted, not a permitter itself. Or the haktiris, or the incense that's burnt on the mizbeach, or minchas kayanim, or the nedava of a flour offering of the kayan, and minchas kayan mashiach, the kayan gadol's mincha that he brings every day, half in the morning, half at night, the minchas nesachim, the mincha that comes with a, it's the libation mincha that comes with a carbon, the hadam, and the blood, which we said the blood is the matter, those things are not going to have the halacha of pigul applying to them. Now, Reb Shimon Omer, he disagrees on one thing. He says, regarding the case of the Parm HaNesarfim and the Sirim HaNesarfim, he says, no, Ma'ashlamim, if we're learning out the Lach of Pigal from Shlamim, so we have to compare it to the Karbid Shlam. And that is, just like the Shlam, they're miyuchadim, they're distinct, Shiesh Bayalim is Be'achachitzen, where what is permitted for it, it's the Avoidis are done on the outer Mizbeach. The Chayavin love, and that's where the liability of Pigal is going to be. So Av Kol Shiesh Nam is Be'achachitzen, so to anything which its Avoidis is done on the outer Mizbeach, then chayav la mishum pigul. Then there's going to be a liability of pigul. Yatzu parm hanestrafim v'seirim hanestrafim. That excludes the bull and the he goats that are the meat is burnt, where its blood is actually hayel she'ein al mizbeach achitzin kishlam. Since its blood is not on the adam mizbeach like the shlam, rather its blood is thrown on the mizbeach hazab in the heichel. So in chayav la mishum pigul, he disagrees in that case. He says it's not going to be liability of pigul like we quoted him in our mishnah. Now the Gemara explains the halacha of the brisa. Amamar. The Tanna of the Brisa had said in the beginning of the Brisa, that was when we opened up an explanation of our Mishnah, according to the Brisa, it says, "Oy einoy mevi." It was saying, oh, maybe you're not going to bring only what's kayyotze b'shlam. Maybe for the halacha of pigul, it's only going to be something that's similar to a carbon shlamim that's eaten for 2 days and one night. How do we know to include that and that and that and that? So the Brisa went through it up until we include everything, even loig shem and shom etzayr. That has to come mind you, what is that? What would be included that would be similar to the shlam that's eaten for 2 days or one night? Says the Gemara Bukhair, it's the firstborn animal, which is born as a carbon, it's unique like shlam in that it's eaten for 2 days and one night. And that asked the Gemara. But b'mayasi, so that was what the havamina, what we would have thought, had we not had all those other zevach and all those different words, basar, including other things. But how would we have known Bukhair to be learned out from the shlamim, that it also would have the halacha of pigul. Iba mamatzina, if would be what's called what we find. Oh, we find shlam has this, so to Bukhar should have this, because, oh, they're both similar, they're both eaten between this and one night. Ikla mefech, you could refute it and say, no, how could you learn out from shlamim? Ma'al shlamim, what we find with shlam is certain stringencies, and therefore maybe has the stringency of pigul in contrast to Bukhar. Shein tunin smicha, karm shlam needs that the owner should lean on it before it's sacrificed. Unesachem and libations. Utenufas chazav v'sheiken has to have the waving of the breast and of the thigh, which these halachas do not apply to Bukhar. So how would we know that Bukhar has this halacha pigul if we just was comparing it to shlam? So Ella rather says the Gemara, me'im ha'ochil ye'ochil. From the pasuk where it says over there in that pasuk of pigul and perek zayin pasuk yitches and seif b'yikra, where it says v'me'ochil yo'ochil mibsar zebach shlam. If that was the pasuk we're quoting from the extra words mibsar and zebach, if someone's going to eat from the meat of the carbon on the third day, which we've quoted in previous davim that it doesn't mean eating on the third day, it means having machshav for the third day, which that's halacha pigul. Now the words are im ha'ochil yo'ochil. What's this redundancy of eating? He will eat. So on that the Gemara is saying it's actually telling us a klal prata klal. How so? He'achal, if you're going to eat, is a general statement, eating any carbon. But then when it says mibsar zevach hashlamim, it's a specific, it's saying specifically the carbon shlam. The word ye'achal is another general statement. So that's chazav akal. So you have a klal prata klal, which the halacha always teaches us that it has to be something that's ke'ena klal, similar to, it's ke'ena prat, similar to the specific, just like the shlam is eaten for 2 days and one night, so to the bukhar would be included. And that is the Gemara, hani tre klali desmicha adadi ninu. How could you call this a klal prat uklal? Here you have, if one reads the pasuk, it says vim he'achel ye'achel. Those are the two klalim written one right next to each other. The prat is only written afterwards when it says mibsar zevach shlamav. So that's not a klal prat uklal. It's a klal klal prat. So how do you learn that the halacha of Bukhari from there as a klal prat uklal? So Maravi says it's not difficult. Kedami b'maravi, like they say in the West in Eretz Yisrael, kamakim shatamaitzi shnei klalis. Wherever you find two general statements, one near each other, what you do is hotil prat. You take the specific, which is written after it, and you place it Beinehem, between them, v'doinim chalal prat. And then you qualify it and you educate it as a chalal prat to chalal. So that's what the Bryce was saying. If we hadn't had all these extra words, including all the other types of karbanos and elements from the word membasar and zavach, so initially we would have thought that we would qualify from a klal prat to klal, and we would have said, just like the specific is a shlam, it's eaten between 2 days and 1 night, so too b'chay would be included, but nothing else would have been included. Now the Bryce has said, acha nimar miraba leg shemesh ha-metzer, that we're going to end up including, because we learn out pigel from neiser, from tumah, all the way, we're going to include even the leg of oil of the mitzairah for his procedures, that even that would have the halacha of pigel if someone eats from it, which there was a machshava of chutzos manoi on that carbon, he's going to be chayev karas for eating that leg of oil. So that has the Gemara, ha-mani. Who's the Tanya of this Braisa? It says, the Gemara is seemingly Reb Meiri. Why? Because the Tanya learned in the Braisa that says this halacha, and it's quoted by Reb Meir. Leg shem and shem mitzairah, the leg of oil of the mitzairah, which he has for his procedures of purification, chayav nalam mishum pigul, there's going to be a liability of pigul, meaning if, let's say, the leg is brought together with its asham, and the kain has makshava chutzos mani when he's bringing the asham, then there's going to be a halacha of pigul on consuming that leg of shem that comes with it. That's divrei Reb Meir, that's the opinion of Reb Meir. Now, although if the person wanted to, he could have brought his leg of shemen 10 days later after he brought the carbon ashram, still Reb Meir holds that, however, when he brings it with the carbon ashram, so then the blood of the carbon ashram is what's permitting all the other elements, the meat of the carbon, and so too the leg of the oil itself, which it permits the leg of the oil to be put on the thumbs of the mitzairah, and also the leftovers of the carbon to be eaten, because, and even the leftover of the leg is eaten, as the Gemara says later on. So what permits it, both to do the avodas of the leg of Hashem, and to then consume it by the Kohanim? It's the blood of the carbon Hashem, which is the permitter of that carbon, which includes as a secondary the leg of Hashem. So therefore the halacha of pigel will apply to it. So therefore this price that says this halacha, that the leg of Hashem and the Mitzayra has halacha pigel, is like Reb Meir. However, ask the Gemara, but Eim Seifa, look at the end of the Braisa that we quoted before. The Braisa said, "Umaitzani minchas nesachem adam." But there are going to be certain cases that we're going to exclude from the halacha pigel, and some of them were the mincha libation that comes with the carbon, and vadam and the blood, because those are things that don't have things that permit them. They're matirin, so there's no halacha pigel that apply to it. And that asked the Gemara, "Asal Rabbanan." That's like Rabbanan Nalag Reb Meir, because the Tanya learned the Braisa that says nischi behema. These nesachim, the libations that comes with the animal, including the minchas nesachim, which is the flower libations, chayav nalei mishum pigel. There's going to be a liability of pigel. Why? Memnei shadam hazevach matirin likariv divrei meir. Because why? What permits the minchas nesachim to be brought? The nesachim that come with the animal. It's the blood of the carbon that permits all the elements, whether it means the murim or the people to eat it, and so too the nesachim, which includes the minchas nesachim, Reb Meir says that that's going to be permitted, and therefore the halacha of pigel will apply to the nischei behema. On that, Amar Leih, the Chacham said back to Reb Meir, how can you say that? V'aloi odem maybe as zavach of hayayim, but if a person wants, so he can bring his carbon today, u'nesachim mikan adasar yam, and he can bring his libations 10 days later. So obviously what permits it is not the carbon, because it wasn't even sanctified when the carbon was being brought and its blood was being thrown. So you can't say the dam is what matter it. And Adam Alehen, Avat Reb Meir responded to them, Afani loya marti ela bebayna mazevach. He said, you're right. I also agree in that case, when it's brought 10 days later, then there wouldn't be pigel. But I only said it. If it's being brought on the same day as the carbon, then the dam is what's being matter it, and therefore the halacha pigel would apply to the minchas nesachim. But one thing we see is that obviously this brice is not like Reb Meir, because it says that what does not have the halacha pigel is minchas nesachim, and Reb Meir holds that there is the halacha pigel. So Amar Rabbi Yisrael says, you're right, it's not Reb Meir. Homani, who's the time of this Braisa? It's Rebbe. It's Rebbe. The Amar that he says, Loig Shemen Shel Mitzayram, you want to know the reason why there's pigel by the leg of the Shemen of the Mitzayram? Is because Matnoisav Sharileh, not because the Dam is what permits it. It's the gifts of the Shemen, where there are certain avoidas that are done with the oil itself, they're thrown towards the Pareches, and it's put on the big thumb and the big toe and the ear of the Mitzayra. It's those gifts of the oil that permits the rest of the oil to be consumed by the Kohanim. And since the Matonis of the Shemen is what permits the rest of the Shemen, of the leg of the Shemen, of the Mitzayra, to be consumed, so therefore, as we say, when you have something that's being matrid, So matanaisa mefaglilei. So therefore, it's during the matanis dam of matanis of the shemen that then there could be pigal in the leg shemen shel matzaira. As Rashi explains that Rebbe holds like drabbanan, and that is since it's possible to bring the nesachim at a later point in time. So you're right. The blood of the carbon will not be able to create pigal in the leg shemen shel matzaira, even if it's brought with it on the same day. Now, however, the leg of the shemen itself, this that we're saying that pigal applies to it, is not because the blood of the asham is going to mefagel it. It's rather it's the matanis of the shemen itself when they throw seven sprays towards the base of Migdash. So it's towards the pareches. It's that that creates the pigal. In other words, if during the throwing of the oil, the kohen has in mind that the leftovers of the oil should be eaten chutz l'zmanoi, because actually the oil itself has to be also eaten within the yom b'layla, the day and the night time, as the Gemara includes it later on with all other kacha kacha. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying, that from the fact that we see that Rebbe holds that the loig of the shemen of Mitzayra, the matanis are what permit the rest of the loig to be eaten by the kahanim. Because, as we're going to shortly quote, he says that even when you throw the blood of the carbon ashram, there's still going to be me'ila by the shemen until you take the seven sprays that are for the throwing towards the heichel, that's what permits the shemen, the rest of the shemen to be consumed. So since the matanis are what permitted, therefore that's going to be what's going to actually be able to create pigul. Like we said, it has to have a matir. It has a matir, not the dam, but the matanis of the shemen, and that's why the halacha of pigul could apply to it. The time, like, learn the braisa. Loig shemen shem mitzayra, this loig, which is a measurement of oil of the mitzayra, the halacha is, the Tanakhama says, mayilin bay at sheyizuk adam. The halacha of me'ila applies to kachim which didn't have its avayda done to it yet. Once the avayda is done, then it doesn't have the halacha of pigul. It doesn't have the halacha of kachim to be have the halacha of me'ila. Me'ila is misappropriation from kachim. Now that says the Tanakhama, up until the blood of the carbon ashram that the loig comes with, it's still considered not permitted for the kahanim yet, and it's still considered kachim, and there's going to be me'ila until the blood is thrown. Nizr kadam, but once the blood of the carbon ashram is thrown, says the Tanakhama, then loin nanin, still rabbinically, it's still not permitted to have benefit from it until the matonis of the shemen are done with it, but v'loy moylin. But there's not going to be any halacha of me'ila, because the Tanakhama holds that the blood of the ashram is what permits the rest of the oil already to the kahanim, and therefore, once there's already permissibility for the kahanim, so there's not going to be me'ila anymore. Rebbe Yomer, he disagrees. He says, no, moylin, there is going to be halacha me'ila at sheyitin matnoisav. After the blood of the ashram is already thrown, there's still me'ila up until the seven sprays for Hashem of the oil. But it's those sprays, but as Rashi points out, but you don't have to, the Rebbe would agree that me'ila would not apply if you already did those seven sprays of the oil, but you didn't yet do on the matnet b'hainis, which is when you do it on the mitzayr himself, because that's not tzarchei gavaya, that's not one of the matirim, it's not one of the avaydas, it's only what permits him from his situation. So the Rebbe wouldn't disagree, and he would say, yeah, there wouldn't be me'ila, but until you do the matonis of the shemen, then there's not going to be, then there's still going to be me'ila. So that's the point that the Gemara is saying. If the Tana, the Braise, says Rebbe, where do we find that he says the Loig Shemen Shel Metzaira has pigel? Because it has a matir. What's the matir? The shemen, the hazois of the shemen is what permits it. So since it's what permits it, so then we said, but if it has a matir, then it could have a loch of pigel. Now continues the Braise, but Rishavan, but both Rebbe and the Chacham agree that even if they even did the sprays of the oil already, that everyone agrees in Oma Me'ila, but still they all agree sha'asa b'achila, that rabbinically it's still going to be forbidden for the kohen to consume the leftovers of the oil at sheyitin matan sheva u'matan b'hainis, until you do everything. That even after the blood of the ashram is thrown, and even after the seven sprays of the oil towards for the avodah of Hashem were done, up until you do also the gifts of the big toe and the thumb and the ear, only after that then you're allowed to even rabbinically consume the oil. But that was the interpretation of Rav Yosef to explain that who's the Tana of the Braisa? It's Rabbi, because he holds that Loig Shemen Shel Metzaira, but Nesachim not, because he agrees with the Rabbanan. But however, there's a uniqueness to the Loig Shemen Shel Metzaira that Halacha Pigel would apply, not because of the Dam, but it's because it could be brought at a later time, but rather it's because of the Avodis with the Shemen itself, that's the Matter, that then you can be Mefaglet. That tells the Gemara, Amrud, the Rabbanan, the rabbis, said over this teaching of Rav Yosef, Kamei de Rav Yirmiyah. And Amr Rav Yirmiyah said in response, he says, Gavar Rabbi Rav Yosef Lemeki Amelsa, a great person like Rav Yosef would say such an answer? However, he had a problem with this at the Ketin Tamid Beis. He says, Hare loig haboba fnei atzma, in the situation when the person, the Mitzayer, brought his Karban Hashem today, and he brought the leg, which is part of his service, but he comes and he brings it 10 days later, which he's allowed to, that according to everyone, matnaisev sharile, in that situation, obviously, what is permitting the rest of the oil to be consumed is the matonis of the shemen that permits it to be eaten. Why? Because the leg of shemen wasn't sanctified in the vessel 10 days earlier when the blood of the ashram was being thrown. So obviously, it's not the leftovers of the shirayim that should be permitted by the matnas dam of the carbon ashram. So therefore, that's definitely not what permitted to be eaten. So what's permitting it? Obviously, the zrikas of the shemen on that 10 days later, that's what then permits the rest of the leg shemen to be eaten. So that's the matter. And even so, everyone agrees with loy mefaglin lay that no, there's no halacha of pigle that applies. Why is it not going to be pigle? The time like we learn the brisa leg shemen shamatzayra. Halacha is chayav nolav mishem pigle. There will be a liability on it for pigle. Why? Because the blood is what permits it to be used for the behindness to put the shemen on the thumb of the mitzayra. That's the Reb Meir. On that omel, Reb Meir, the Chacham said back to Reb Meir, how can you say this pigle on the leg of shemen? But a person, if he wants, he could bring his karban hashem today. And the leg he could bring 10 days later. So how can you say the dam is what permits the shemen if they could be even done 10 days later and no shaykh, no relationship to say that it's the shirayim that's being permitted by the dam of the ashram? Amalehana, that Reb Meir said to them, yeah, afani lo yamarti, you're right, I only said this halacha that it's going to be the dam that's permitting it to create pigle in the leg shemen, el b'boh im ha'ashram. Only if it's coming on the same day together with the ashram. Therefore, since it's coming with the ashram, although that it could be done 10 days later, however, if it's on the same day, then the dam is what's being permitting it. So, but one thing we see is that, therefore, when it's being brought with the ashram, even though that according to Rebbe, the matonis are what permitted, but when it's done 10 days later, there's not going to be pigle. Because like we see in the Brisa, everyone agrees. The only thing that could create pigle, even Reb Meir, would only be the dam. Or in the case of Menaches, since it gets compared to Zvachim, to Karbanes, would be the Kemitza regarding its leftovers. But it has to be regarding the primary permitter, that of dam or of the Kemitz, not the Shemen itself, that its Hazayis will permit the rest of the Lake Shemen. So that refutes the interpretation of Rav Yosef. You can't say that the Tana of the Brisa is Rebbe, and that, as we see, Rebbe holds that what permits it is the shemen, but still that cannot create a halach of pigle. Pigle is, we learned that from shlamim. Shlamim is dam. So you want to say by mincha, which is the equivalent of a zevach, so it'll be the kaimitz, but to say by the shemen that permits it, even though it permits it, but that can be what creates pigle. It has to be dam or kaimitz. So Elam Reb Yirmiyah, rather Reb Yirmiyah gives a different approach. He says, Lo'ilam Reb Meir, he, truthfully, Tana the Brisa Reb Meir, V'sami Mekan Nesachim, and you're right, you have to delete from here the Halacha of Nesachim, because obviously that doesn't go well, because if it is like Reb Meir, and he holds that therefore this pigle by the Halacha of the Lake Shemen, then must be that there would be pigle by the Nesachim, and you have to delete that from the cases that are being excluded from pigle, because actually, according to the Tana the Brisa with Reb Meir, by Nesachim, there would be Halacha of pigle. Another approach, Amar Abaye says, no, lo'ilam lo'it tesam, you don't have to delete it. Because the Tana, the Braisa, in the Reisha, he first taught, lo'ik haba im ha'asham. First day he was talking about a case of a leg of oil that comes with the asham, that, like we said, according to Emeya, the blood of the asham is going to be mefaglit, because even though he could bring it 10 days later, but since you didn't, it's being brought on the same day, like we quoted to Emeya just before, he holds then the dam could create a pigle on the leg of the shem. Now, from there you learn out that b'hu adin, the same thing would apply, l'nesachim haboim im hazavach. You're right, the same halacha would apply for nesachim that come with a carbon, that the blood of the carbon, if when he's doing that avodah, he could be mefagalit on the nesachim, even though you're right, he could bring it at a later point in time. That's the opinion of Meir. Now, v'hadu tana, when the Tana of the Brisa then teaches in the Seifa, nesachim, he was told, l'nesachim haboim mefnei atzmon, when it comes by itself, because that's equivalent to all the other cases that the Brisa is excluding from Pigel, like Keteris and Levinim and Cheskainim, which they don't have Matirim. That's where Reb Meir is saying that there's no Pigel if you come and you bring it, some of it, on the tension of Pigel, because it's being brought by itself. Then there is no Dam that's being Matir, it's not being brought on the same day. And you're right. The same thing would apply to the leg of Shemen that's brought by itself, also would not have pickle. So in other words, not a contradiction. In the Reisha, in other words, you're right. The halacha of Nesachim, the leg Shemen, the corner of Meir, are the same. And although he said leg Shemen, there is pickle, and Nesachim, he says not pickle, because they were talking about different types of cases, but each one would apply by the other. The leg Shemen he was talking about when it comes with the Asham. Then he holds that could be pickle. And the same thing would apply to Nesachim that comes with the carbon. The safe when he says when the Sachem there's no pigle is when it's come by itself, when there doesn't have a matter. And you're right, the same thing would apply to Lake Shemin when it comes by itself. Now the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of our Mishnah. That says chatas ha'if, the bird chatas, dama matter es besar lekahanim. This is one of the cases that pigle would apply, because the avoida of the dam, which is one of the four primary avoidas, would go ahead and permit the meat to be eaten by the kahanim, so it has a matter. So the halacha of pigle would apply to it. That is the Gemara, not immediately. Where do we know that the chatas ha'ayv, the meat of the bird chatas, that it's consumed? And in other words, and this is even though after Malika was done with it, because there's no shechita that's done to the birds in the Beis Hamikdash. It's the kain that takes his thumb and the big nail cuts through the neck of the bird. And how do we know that it's not an avela? Because it wasn't slaughtered properly. That it's not just a dead animal carcass, which is forbidden to be eaten. So it says the Gemara, the Tani Levi, like Levi taught a Brisa, quotes a Pasuk in Bamidbar, which is in the context of the order of the Matnas Kuna. The Kohanim were given 24 Kohanic gifts, which were said to Aaron on the order in their Parshas Kayach, where the Pasuk says, Ze yi lecha mekodesh ha-kodeshim, this should be for you from the holies, Menaish, from the fire, kol karbanim, all their karbanas, l'cham and chasim, for all their flower offerings, l'chal chatasim, and all their sin offerings, l'chal hashem, all their guilt offerings, asher yeshivu li, that they'll return to me, kodesh kodeshim l'cha hu ulevenecha, it's the holies of holies for you and for your sons. That's the pasuk. Now, when it says there at the end, it says after that, b'kodesh ha-kodeshim teichlenu, that in the holies of holies you should eat it. So, the b'raisa here is coming to expound. It says many times they're kol karbanim, kol menchasim, kol chatasim, kol hashamim. What's all those calls? In other words, they're in the pasuk. The Brisa expounds. So on that says the Brisa, when it says in the pasuk kol karbanim that they can't get from all the karbanis that a Yisrael brings, what's that coming to include? L'rabis loig shemesh mitzrayim. It's coming to include the loig of oil of the mitzrayim that also that is consumed by the kohen. Because that's also called a carbon. Like the Pasuk says in Mayikri Yadal, the hikriv oisei la'ashem, he brings it as a carbon for ashem, the esloig hasham, and the leg of oil. Obviously, the word vehikriv, which is the word of carbon, bringing there, applies also to the leg of shemen, and for sure the oil of the mincha, like it says in Daf Ayin Gimel and Aleph. So, on that says the Brisa, why did we have to include the leg of shemen from the word kul? What do you mean? Isn't it included in the word karbanai from the hikriv that it's a carbon? And it already says karbanam. That says the braisa, you would think to say, minha eish kasar v'achmana, the Torah here in this pasuk says that you, the kohanim, will get from the karbanas that the Jewish people bring from the fire, because generally karbanas have sacrificial parts that are brought on the mizbeach. Now, v'hai lav meisar mina eishu, the thing is that the leg of shemen, none of the oil is thrown as a fire offering on the mizbeach. So it's not mina eish. So we would think that the kohanim do not get. Kamash malam, that's why we need the word kol karbanim to say that what's also a carbon that's called somewhere else is also included, even though it's not mina eish, is the leg of the shemen of the mitzvah. Continues the braisa. It says in the pasuk, l'chol menchasim, for all their flower offerings. What's that coming to include? L'chol. L'rabis minchas aymer, to include the flower offering of the aymer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, on the tesayin of Nisan, which permits then all the new grain to be eaten. U'minchas hakanois, and the flower offering that's brought by a saita, which is in regards to her being suspected adulteress, that karab mincha that she brings, the kahanim also eat from that leftovers of the mincha. Why does it have to be included? Because sokatayt chamina, you would think to say, v'ochlu oisim asher kupa behem. The pasuk says in Shemais, that they will eat, meaning the pasuk, another pasuk that talks about the kahanim eating from the karbanis, that you will eat from it, that they, the Jewish people, will get atonement through it. So it sounds like something that there is atonement, that the kahanim eat, but something that there's no atonement, then the kahanim do not eat. Now, u'mincha sa'omer, although it's a flower offering, but lahatar asi, it's not coming for atonement, it's just coming to permit the new grain to be eaten in the rest of the, out of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning besides the Beis HaMikdash, which has to wait for the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos. Minchas Kenayis, and also regarding the Saita Mincha, Lavar Ovenkast, it's coming just to verify sin. It's not coming to atone. It's coming to verify regarding this procedure to see if she was an adulteress or not. That's where we knew the word Lachom Minchasim, other Minachas, even that are not for atonement, like the Minchas Ayim and Minchas Kenayis, they're also going to be eaten by the Kahanim. Now the Pasuk continues, it says, Ulachol Chatasim, for all their sin offerings. What's Lachol? L'rabes chatas sa'if, which is the reason why we brought this b'risa, to bring the source for this halacha, that chatas sa'if, its meat is eaten by the kahanim, this comes to include the bird chatas. Why do we have to include it? It's a chatas. So, you would think to say, nevelahi, that it's a dead animal carcass because it wasn't slaughtered, it has malika done to it, so though that's disservice, but how do we know that it's eaten? That's where the word l'chol chatasim comes to include the chatas sa'if. Pasuk continues, says, l'chol ha'shamim, for all their guilt offerings. What's that coming to include? L'rabbis Ashem Nazar comes to include the Ashem of the Nazar, meaning a Nazar who someone took a vow not to partake of wine and not going to cut his ear and not to become in contact with dead people or Tumah. So if a Nazar becomes Tumah from a mess, the halacha is, he has to bring a Karban Ashem when he purifies himself from his Tumah, and that then rectifies him to be able to start over his Nazirus again from purification. And the original days that he counted falls away and he has to start over. So that Asham that the Nazar brings, and the Asham Mitzayra, the common Asham that a Mitzayra brings, we have to include that these are going to be eaten by the Kehanim. Because had we not said Lachol, we would not have included these Ashamis, because the Pasuk says Asher Krupa Behem, the Karbanis that there's atonement that the Kayin eats. Now these Ashamis, Salgadayt Chemini, you would think to say Lahachshir Ka'asur, they come to qualify, which the one of the Mitzayra is that it just qualifies him, permits him to partake of kachim, and by the Nazar, it just qualifies him to be able to start over his Nazir's patahara. But they're not coming for atonement. Kamash Mulan, that's where we need the extra word lachol to include that they are eaten by the kahanim. Now, one of these two cases, the Gemara asks, Ashim Mitzayra, that Ashim behedik sirbe. What do you mean? The Pasuk explicitly says by the Ashim Mitzayra that it's eaten because it says, Kikachatas ha'ashim hu lakayin. It says, just like the sin offering, so to the guilt offering, which it says in the context of the Ashim Mitzayra, is eaten by the kayin. Now, although we understand why it says L'chol HaShamim, they mean the Asham here, because it wants to put in order all the 24 Matnas Kahuna, but why do we need to include L'chol to include the Asham Mitzayra? Of course we know it's eaten, it's included in the Ashamis, and of course it's one of those gifts. Why do we need a special Ribu for the Asham Mitzayra? We know explicitly from a different Pasuk that it's eaten by the Kain. Ella rather, says the Gemara, you're right, don't read it Asham Mitznazer V'Asham Mitzayra with a Vav. L'rabbis Asham Nazar Che Asham Mitzayra. It's actually a chaf, saying we're coming to include from this word lachol the Asham Nazar, just like the Asham Mitzayra, meaning just like we know the Asham Mitzayra, even though it's not for atonement. But yet the Pasuk explicitly includes it. This word lachol Ashamim is also including Asham Nazar, also even though it's not lachapara, but it's also going to be included that its meat is eaten by the kain. Now the Baisa continues, the Pasuk says over there, Asher Yeshivu, Hashem says that all these things, and that which they will return to me, it's holy, it's for you, you get to eat it. So what's included in the word Asher Yeshiva, that they will return? What does that refer to? Zegezel Hager. This refers to when someone robs a convert. The Pasuk says in the Midbar Perek Hey, Ha'ashim Hamushav Lashem, the guilt that's brought back to Hashem, will go L'Kayin. It goes, it's eaten by the Kayin, because they're the emissaries of Hashem. Hashem doesn't eat these things, doesn't take these things. He gives it to his deputies, to the Kehanim. Now, Braisa is taught in Baba Kamed of Kof Yudam and Aleph, when it says this Asham that's returned to Hashem goes to the Kohen, that refers to the principle that was stolen, that gets given back to the Kohen. When it says Hamushab that's returned, that refers to the fifth that has to be added on. And that the Braisa says, or maybe Asham means literally a carbon Asham, and that the Braisa proves that, no, we know that from somewhere else. Rather, when it says Asham, the guilt means the principle. When is a principle that when stolen from a person given to the Kohen? If someone steals from his friend and he swears falsely that he doesn't owe him, and then he admits, there's halacha, that he has to pay him back the principal and another fifth. And he has to bring a carbon asham to the Mizbeach, like it says in Parashat Vayikra. It says, v'hayu kiyecht of asham, someone sin and become guilty. Now, the halacha is, if the person that he owes it to dies, so he gives it to that person's inheritors. His inheritors, whatever, going back to Avraham Avinu, everyone has inheritors. However, if he was a convert and he died, so he has no inheritors because the Gerish Shinizgar Kukot and Shanel, he's like, has no relatives at all in the Jewish people to give it back to. So that's what the Pasuk says, that then you give it to the Kayin. And this is the Parsha by Gezla Ger, as said in Parshas Nasai. It says, Im Ein Le'ish Goyel, if a person does not have a redeemer, Lahasha Ba'ashim, to give him back what was stolen from him. On that, the question is there any Jewish person that doesn't have a redeemer? So that's what we're saying, that pasuk refers to Gez LaGer. Now, Rashi says not to have the Gers in the Gemara. That, what do you mean? Gez LaGer, why would we need that to be included from Asher Yashiv? That's explicitly a parasha, like we just said in Parashas Nasi. Says Rashi, what do you mean? All these halachas of Chatzis and Ashim and all the other things that it says over here by the Matnas Kunda, they are all explicitly in their place elsewhere in the Torah. But like we said, the Pasuk here only delineated the 24 gifts that are given to Aaron and his sons, and there it's in the context of the Parashas Korach, because Korach had made a huge fight against Aaron the Kahanim, that he had disputed the Kahuna, that why should it go to Aaron? So therefore, it's like a common adage that says, you know, the problem that the cow's foot broke is actually, there's a silver lining there. That here also, meaning that Korach disputed, so Hashem said, you know what, let's go this over and show that Aaron is the special chosen one. He gets 24 Kahana gifts. So therefore, of course we know Gez LaGer from somewhere else, and we know Ashim and all these halachas somewhere else, but it's being specified over here, and that's what it says, Ashi Yeshiva, that they're going to return to me. That refers to the Gez LaGer, where does it go to? Hashem says it goes to Hashem, but that goes LaKoyin. That's what it says. Hashem says what's going to be returned to me, which the Gez LaGer, will go to you. And the Pasuk continues and says, L'chahu, that it'll be for you and L'benecha, for your sons. What is it saying that it's going to be for you? Meaning it's going to be like your own private money, that it has no sanctity, where it's just, it's you own that money. What that comes to say is that for you it'll be a filakadish b'seisha, that even you could even engage a woman with it, which means it has to be regular, unconsecrated money, which, as Rashi explains, what this is going on right back what was said before of Asher Yashiv Li, which is going back on the Gez LaGer itself. That's what the Pasuk is saying, l'choyir, that it's going to be your own private money. However, what it says after that, that you should eat in a holiest of the holies, that's going on all the other things, which are things of consumption. That's what says Teichlenu, that's what Kodesh Kodeshim. But this money of the Gez LaGer, that's like chulin money, that's something you could use for whatever you want, even to engage a woman. So therefore, we had quoted this braisa, which in there had told us this halach of Chatzis Oiv that's eaten by the Kahanim. That's how we know Chatzis Oiv Dama Matas Besar LaKahanim. Now, continuing on the halacha of our Mishnah, which specifically we're going on the machlekes in the Mishnah regarding the Parm Hanisrafim, where there was a machlekes regarding if the halacha of Pigel would apply. The Tanakhama said, yes. Shimon said, no, because it's something that is not brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin, and we learn that Pigel from Shlom, and Shlom is something that's brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Now, Tanu learned the braisa, he says, even in the opinion of the Rabbanan, that Pigel would apply, even in the Parman Asrafim, the Sirman Asrafim, that its blood is brought inside the Heichel. But he qualifies them, and he says as follows. He says, Pigel bedavar hanasa b'chutz. If the Pigel is done with something that is done on the outside, then it's going to be Pigel. But bedavar hanasa b'fnim, but if this Parman Asrafim, which has avaydis that are done inside, if that's where the pigel is done regarding something that's done inside, then loy pigel, then there's not going to be pigel. So again, so he's qualifying even by the parman the strafim, the serum the strafim, where like the rabbanan, there is going to be pigel. But there's two elements in every pigel. There's the avoda during the service. You have a certain thought, and then what's the thought about? So and that is what Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yisi is telling us, that the avoda that he's doing when he's having the thought, and the consumption that he's thinking about. If it's regarding something that's done in the courtyard, which is not inside but rather outside, then the halacha pigel would apply with it. But if it's something pertaining to that that's done in the heichel, then there's not going to be pigel, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain from Psukim, this source. And that explains Rabbi Lezer B'Yosi Ketzad. How so? So he illustrates. He says, Hayo'imid b'chutz v'amar. If he was standing on the outside, which when it says outside in this context, it means the azara in the courtyard, not in the heichel, because some of these avoidas of this parman stuff is done in the heichel itself. So if he's standing on the outside in the Azara and he's saying, Hareini Sheikhid, I'm going to slaughter, because the slaughtering of the Parman Asrafim is done in the Azara, it's not done in the Heichel itself. And he's saying, I'm slaughtering it lahazis midam alamacher, to have the blood thrown tomorrow. So he's thinking regarding an Achilles Mizbeach of inside, because the blood of the Parman Asrafim is thrown on the Mizbeach Azav. So then says Rabbi Lazar, you see, Lay Pigel, then it's not going to be Pigel. Why? Shemachshava b'chutz, although he's having machshava during avoid in the outside, but it's bedavar anas b'fnim, it's regarding a consumption of something that's going to be in the heichel. So Lay Pigel, there's no Pigel. Similarly, let's say Hayyamid b'fnim v'amar. Let's say he was standing in the heichel during the avoid in the b'fnim, and he's saying, Hareini maza, I'm going to spray the blood on the pareches or on the mizbech ha'panimi, which that zrika during that avoid is what's mefaglet, because you have to have machshava during the avoid the sadam. He's saying, I'm throwing the blood, amanas lahakte emurim, v'lishpich shirayim l'machar, with the intention that the sacrificial parts will be sacrificed, or that the leftover blood will be poured, l'machar tomorrow, meaning beyond that it's time. So this is a consumption of mizbech achitzin, which the thought will help, but still loy pigel, it's not going to be pigel. Why not? Because shemachshava bifnim, when did he have the machshava? During which avoida? During avoida bifnim, when he's in the heichel. Although it's bedava nas b'chutz, although it's some, regarding something that's an outside, but the machshava was during avoida, which is inside, so there's not going to be pigel. Avol ba tayayimed b'chutz ba'amr. So you want to know in the pindra banan, when could be pigel by parman seirim and srafim, is avol hayayimed b'chutz ba'amr. If he was in the azara, and he says, Harini Shaykhid, so I'm slaughtering, so it's during Navaida Bachot, meaning in the Azar, Lishbich Shiram Lamachar, to pour the leftover blood tomorrow, or Lahakdem Lamachar, to sacrifice the sacrificial parts tomorrow, which even by the Parma and the Strafim, these are things that are done in the Mizbeach Hachitzain, then Pigal, then it's going to be Pigal. Shemachshav Bachutz, because he's having the Machshav during an Navaida Bachutz, Bedavar Hanas Bachutz, regarding something that is consumed on the outer Mizbeach. Now, Amr B'Shem Alevi says, Micro, what's the pasuk that's the source for this halacha of Blaza in the name of Rabbi Yisi? So he says, it's the following pasuk. It's talking about by the par kohen Mashiach, by the bull of the kohen Gadol, regarding the parsha where it talks about his emurim, his sacrificial parts. So it says that you should separate the fats of the carbon, kashayur mishur zevach ha-shlamim, like it separates the fats of the ox of the carbon of the shlamim. Now, that the question is, what exactly are we learning out regarding the emurim of the par kohen Mashiach from the emurim of a carbon shlamim? All the emurim are already explicit in the parsha of the par kohen Mashiach. It talks about the fats, the kidneys, the diaphragm. So Ella rather says the Gemara, so what are we comparing to the carbon shlamim? Makish par kohen Mashiach, we're comparing the carbon of the kohen Gadol when he sins, based on his erroneous ruling, l'shur zevach ha-shlamim, to the ox of a carbon shlamim, to teach regarding the halacha of pigel. Because where do we know the halacha of pigel regarding kachim? It says in the context of the carbon shlamim. So it's coming to teach regarding these other karbanas that pigel would not apply to them only if it's similar to the carbon shlamim, which is mashur zevach ha-shlamim, just like there's not going to be pigel by carbon shlamim. At sheyuhu ma'isav ha-machshav ha-isav, until you have both the actions and the machshava. Like we said, the machshava is regarding what are you thinking about, and the maisim is the avodah that you're doing when you're having the machshava, that it's only where both of those, like a carbon shlamim, is on mizbeach achitzan, is in on the outer mizbeach, where if let's say he's slaughtering or receiving the blood or transporting or throwing it, on the condition to eat the meat or to pour the leftover blood or to sacrifice the emurim chutzas manai, that's what is the halach of pigel by shlamim, where both of those, the avoda and the machshava, are in the mizbeach achitzin, af par kohen Mashiach, so to the par of the kohen gadol, which although it's from the par manasrafim, the sir manasrafim, although there will be pigel, but it's ad sheyu machshavayisav u'maisav on mizbeach achitzin. It's only if you're going to have both its machshava and its maisim on mizbeach achitzin, meaning that the machshava is by an avoda that's done outside, regarding an achila, whether mizbeach of or a person, that's also going to be outside. And Amar Rav Nachman, Rabbi Baravu, Amar Rav, he says, Halacha Kabbalah, Shomer Shomer Yisrael, Halacha is like this teaching that we just said, that even though we're going to say this pigel, not like Rav Shimon on the par, Masir, and the Strafim, is only if it's done during an Avleda that's on the outside, and for a consumption that's done outside. On this Halacha of Rav, Amar Rav, Rav asked, as we continue on top of Mem Hei Amar Alv, what do we need halacha for when Mashiach is going to come? What he's establishing halacha that we need for only when Mashiach comes, when the Beis Hamikdash is going to be rebuilt. We don't need that now. Why do we need to say halacha is like this, like as if it's practical? It doesn't have any practicality because there's no Beis Hamikdash to bring any karbanas. So Amalei Abaye said to him, Elamiata, if that's the case, kol shchitas kachim leilisni, the whole Masechta Zvachim, which is called shchitas kachim, the slaughtering of holy things, the whole Masechta shouldn't be learned. It's halachas that apply only when Mashiach is going to come. Ella rather says, Abaya, darish v'kibbol schar. Hashem says, you expound the words of the Torah, you understand what I'm thinking, so to speak, and that itself will receive reward, even though we can't do it in practice. So therefore, also the halacha over here, that they're saying the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar in the name of Rabbi Yisi, is also regarding, it's an element of Torah, to expound and receive reward. What's your problem? And that says, Rabbi Hachi kamin lach. Now this is what I was telling you, what my problem was. Why do you need to say it as a halacha? In other words, you're establishing halacha. I agree that there is a utility and a purpose and a function and a holiness and levels, of course, to learn all the Mishnayis and the Machlekes that apply to the Lachas of Karbonis and Avodah, because it's Torah. And Torah, one expands and one receives reward. But why establish a Halacha? Halacha, by default, means to say what we should do in practice, and that doesn't apply anymore. Lishna Achrina, a different version, what Amalei, he said to him, Halacha Kamina. What I was saying was, not that he's explaining this opinion or saying which one seems more right, but to say Halacha, that he said, I don't understand. That's Halacha L'Mashicha. Halacha is saying, Halicha is Eilam, like what you could do, and that we don't have, which hopefully speedily we will have one day, and be a skilled tzaddik, and may have a main.